You're listening to RadioVolta.org, a project of the Philadelphia Independent Media Center. If you have AOL Instant Messenger, you can instant message us to Volta Radio. This song don't need violence for
backup. Theoretically, they state...
But what do you got to come out with, like, 40 chirpers and... And like, and,
I mean,
and
no, you really do have to catch them. And I'm not dissing Little Brother, but whatever it was, something they did didn't catch that group. Maybe that group didn't want to be caught. But still, if there's some in front of them that's hype and dope.
The Reverend Mike works. The penis Mike. The penile Mike
not,
works.
Not if the music doesn't hit you. I don't know.
And I think at that point, some of the production they had was still all a lot of straight Ninth Wonder. His production is not hit you in the head.
I'm ready.
Like Busta's production, like that scratch stuff and all, and the beats he gets. A lot of his beats have really heavy thumping bass lines that at least make.
Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is our sacred annual holiday tradition. Well, one of them.
It has no.
Yes.
Production has like.
Tonight is the Reverend's annual tree and balls special for 2008. And.
You're not gonna come through.
Like lots of great band. Tunes.
If you got a hell of a guitar, player.
All kinds of goodies coming up. Missed a show that was fairly local by Jana Perry, and so since I'm clergy and must do penance, we're gonna play a song of hers. But before that, we're gonna open with a lovely. Holiday tune by the Dead Boys entitled I Don't Wanna Be No Catholic Boy.
With that pigtail hair and that affected sway, you can see her coming from a mile away. She's a LA girl, the world refers to being a star of the show, but she makes it so. LA girl, take her for a whirl, you can have her alone if you're going down. mirror. She was the talisman. All she needs is someone to hear. She's more than a Malibu podcast. She shocked herself on a deep sea quest. A parasite with a pearl crest. She's a hangar on with a host to mouth. Feeding on a short expense cow. A paramour from Paramount. She's an LA girl. The world's a girl. She'll be the star of the show. And she makes it so. LA girl, take a for a whirl. Take your face in time. She'll blow your.
This is Halliburton Ernie saying from their album Break Like the Wind, this is Spinal Tap doing such a beautiful song entitled Christmas with the Devil.
Dressed in leather, and the angels are in chains.
This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org and archived at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net, and updates, details, links, goodies, and playlists always at ReverendBookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend for feedback to already done shows, input to forthcoming themed shows, or to send cartoons or music videos, requests for exorcisms or reverse exorcisms, or any reason except sending spam, unless it's the hilarious Jesus spam that continues to roll in to this day, write to RevBookburn at sjcdc.org. Happy 420, everybody, and please remember that we are trying to be responsible for at least 10,000 more sales of AKA Tommy Chung, because that was the number of DVDs seized, in other words, stolen by the Gestapo people in the Drug Enforcement Agency. Hello to Jello Biafra and all of the folks at AlternativeTentacles.com. Please remember that the boycott of the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys remains. And hello to Dr. Susan Block, legendary sexologist and sex positive alternative to Dr. Laura. And you can check out her blogs at drsusanblock.com/blog. A big thank you to Pastor Rex Cat, Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Scott, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava Zone, Radio 4 All, Baby Jesus Butt Plug, Hippie John, Mr. Z, and of course our in-house, whatever they do, Pastor Whoremaster, and John the Craptus. This is a pioneering, diverse presentation to push independent media to its utmost possibilities. Like George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, Enron Ho, corporate stooge, Taliban wannabe, fetal worshipping, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, Bush, God speaks through me.
He's the name of Peter Allen.
That was a reminder from the lower power to not forget to put on a show for the spies. It's time for open curtain exhibitionism and kink. The Lord commandeth ye. Okay, thank you, Mr. Scott, for recording that intro that was a spoken intro for most of the years that the show has been on since 2001. What you did not hear, of course, from that recording was the first set of tonight's playlist. You just heard Spinal Tap doing Christmas with the Devil. Jimi Hendrix did Little Drummer Boy, Silent Night, and Auld Lang Syne. Nightmare Complex did Even Too Much Was Never Enough. Jana Perry did L.A. Girl. And started off with the Dead Boys doing I Don't Want to Be No Catholic Boy. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is the Reverend's annual Tree and Balls Special 2008. The next show is going to be, we hope, in mid-January, which will be timely because that is when it's time for the anniversary show. It'll be the 8th anniversary. Yes, we started at the same time the first of two Bush stolen elections were to commence. So we started with Bush, and so we're going to have to just find a way to find and implement comedy without him. He was a good live guest a handful of times, and we'll, in a twisted kind of way, miss him, but we'll get over that real fast. And speaking of Bush, after the anniversary show in the middle of January, we will begin not a show, but a series that will be probably a minimum of three shows, The Trial of George W. Bush. And it's not just the war crimes, like in Manson prosecutor Vincent Bugliosi's new book, The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder. And it's not just even the corporate crimes or the corporate looting via the bailouts, you know, socialism for the rich and all that. It's going to be every fucking thing. And even though we're not optimistic that this well-deserved, absolutely justified, even necessary trial is likely to happen, we're going to act as if there is at least the pretense of justice left in this nation, and we are going to have an educational as well as thoroughly entertaining and of course highly musical series of shows, The Trial of George W. Bush. And we're getting a lot of great input from other people for that, for the series and for the anniversary show. So it will also be a lot of content contributed by the book burners. Radio Volta continues to be in a state of equipment challenges as well as replacement, fundraising, fixing, repairing, upgrading, plus stuff I never heard of. And, of course, the Reverend is a computer tard, so I just kind of listen to this talk in a semi-clueless Bush kind of way and say, okay, fine, do whatever is necessary. And that is a process that is the reason there hasn't been a show since the Happy Spanksgiving show. And it is the reason that there isn't going to be a show until the anniversary, in hopefully the middle of January, where it's the most appropriately timed, if not late January. Because we want to say goodbye to Bush, since the show began with the first inauguration from the first stolen election. So we're just kind of riding that wave, and we will keep you posted. There will always be updates on the always updated site, reverendbookburn.com, updated today, and it even includes a couple of items that I really want. So even though I'm not really into holidays and not really into imaginary characters, I did hear and see the Santa character. So somebody could convince me to believe in Santa out of all of the fictional characters that are oriented towards not just this holiday, but all of life in this buffoonish culture. So, since I have heard him, and since I did see him when Mama Bookburn took the Little Reverend to various department stores and malls when he was there, and I got to even interact with this character, I'm going to say that he's the most plausible out of all of the fictional characters from any of the plagiarized books, the Bible or the Quran, and other repackagings of ancient Egyptian myths and other sources of modern mythology. Anyway, so in the spirit of the one fictional character whom I might consider believing in, besides Brian from Monty Python's Life of Brian film, in the spirit of Santa, I have written items that I want. And they're very hard. It's odd that between Pastor Whoremaster, John the Craptist, Pastor Rex Cat, Lord Jesus, who is by far the most local expert that any of us know at finding really rare and hard to find stuff, that these things are still not found, even bootleg copies. But if any of you come up with this kind of stuff, there will be major rewardage, because a lot of stuff on the Reverend's want list at reverendbookburn.com has been found and obtained. One item that is still wanted, and when I heard Santa's voice, he said that it was okay to ask this of the Bookburners, so we're not committing sacrilege against Lord Santa Claus. A documentary, it was kind of squashed by the late Phil Oakes' brother, Michael Oakes, who is, from all accounts, a serious asshole who wants to make about roughly 99% of the money of anything to do with his late brother, Phil Oakes. I think Phil would be so embarrassed and ashamed, but anyway, there are edited poor bootleg copies on VHS. We want the unedited copy, not cut, without any of the songs cut, of the documentary that was intended for public television but shown on in local RD theaters. In Philadelphia, it was shown at TLA, Theater of the Living Arts. A documentary about the life of Phil Oakes entitled Chords of Fame, uncut, like a dick, uncut. Also, about 10 minutes of a film, it used to be shown also at the Theater of the Living Arts in between two classics like Harold and Maude or King of Hearts or Lacaggio Fall or any of like the total classics they would have as double features. In between them, they would show little 10-minute hilarious films like the Diane Linkletter story. And the funniest of all, and this is on my want list, it's about 10 minutes long and it's called He May Be Dead, But He's Elvis. One of the funniest things ever made. I think even the Elvis freaks would think it was funny, Maybe not, but it's very funny. And this is also short. It's somewhere between 10 minutes, no longer than a half hour. They used to show it at TLA before a classic like Cafe Flesh. It's not quite animation. It's more like claymation, like when toys come alive and that kind of stuff. Except that it's porn, but it's like Cafe Flesh. It's miles high, higher than the normal standard and the normal music. La Toy Shop. Yes, the toys come alive, and then they come alive. La Toy Shop. So that's the Reverend's Want List. All right, so much shit to cover since we're not doing shows as consistently during this time of equipment transition. So we'll cover what we can and cut out what we don't have time for. If we do have time, yeah, we'll cut this because this can always be done later. Since the tossing of shoes at George W. Bush in Baghdad around a week ago, we want to offer shoe toss tips and also get other people's ideas for that. How could that guy have done a better job tossing the shoes? Because you only have two chances unless you get somebody else's shoes. And but then, of course, you have to act fast, so you're not going to get a lot of time. And it's a little scary with that guy, too. Like, the hearing was closed doors. Nobody could see him. It's really looking like they totally fucked that guy up. It's like closed door hearings. But then they said that he could get more than the maximum. Originally, they said no more than 2 years. Anyway, so we're going to do shoe toss tips. If you go to ReverendBookburn.com, the first link in the goodies is a game you can play where you can test your luck. I'm not that good at it. I think the most hits I've had is 4 or 5. But try and beat my score. Try to beat anybody's score. And try your luck at tossing shoes at George W. Numbnuts Piss Poor Impersonator of Forrest Gump Bush. It's never too late to make a lampoonery of him. And it's never irrelevant what he's done. It's not, oh, it's all over, forget him, he was a clown, he was a lame duck the last year or two. No, because they whitewashed, covered up, and rewrote history for one of the ultimate assholes, tyrants, millions and billions of times worse than Saddam Hussein, Osama bin Laden, Adolf Hitler, and so many others, Ronald Reagan, a butcherer of millions of civilians on every continent, most notably Central America and Africa, through his Contra wars that attacked. Don't ask these guys over there questions. That attacked civilians. And attacking civilians for political reasons is terrorism. And so, if somebody did tens or even thousands, they're considered notorious terrorists. So what do you call a guy who was a terrorist who killed millions? Right. They call him the beloved hero, the archetype of modern conservatism, the man who fucked the nation by beginning the era of extreme deregulation of corporate America, the recipients of corporate welfare, the people who ultimately fucked the nation and fucked the economic infrastructure. That, Reagan. And we don't want a rewrite of W. Numbnuts Bush, whose history is already being rewritten by the more buffoonish elements of the corporate media, like Bill O'Reilly, who was like, well, he was wrong about the weapons of mass destruction, but that wasn't his fault. It was bad intelligence. Bad intelligence. Bad information from the intelligence agencies. So, no, we're not going to stop goofing on him. We're not going to stop exposing what was done during this regime of horrors, and we're not going to stop thinking of ways that the tossers of shoes can improve. And that's also going to be a part of the animation project, and that's something that Mr. Scott is working on. We are going to become animated characters. Now, we've gotten a lot of response from people. Ideas like go on Adult Swim besides YouTube. Do it like South Park. Make a bunch of shows and then a couple of movies. Hopefully, it could lead up to movies. But I hate saying anything that prematurely. We never did make the United We Stand Erect film. We never made the more recent idea of a film, Rapt Smear, from the root words rapture and pap smear, and or any of the film ideas. But we do want to at least do the show, which would be, that wouldn't really be DVD stuff. That would be like free stuff wherever we could show it. And a part of that will be the shoe toss, because that seems not only very funny and very justified, but also perfect for the animation idea, and it seems to be prompting the creativity of others. All right, getting talked out, and there's so much shit on these papers that are barely legible. So let's see. I'll just cover what's absolutely necessary. Media Buffoon of the Week, Barbara Walters, for having as a guest Rush Limbaugh. Rush, I need to take my Viagra with me when I go to third world countries so that I will be able to function when I employ third world sex workers. Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh, Oxycontin head himself, was a guest on her show because he made her list of top 10 most fascinating people of 2008. So he was a guest commenting on Obama's appointment of Hillary. He was like, it was a very politically expedient move. I must commend him on that. One more reason to support independent media. Speaking of the corporate media, MSN had an interesting story. I didn't read it, but the title sure caught my eye. Obama taps Clinton. I'm not making that up. Obama taps Clinton. So I think that raises obvious questions like, really? He tapped Clinton? And I think it raises another question. Which one? Or both? So, actually, this transition might become very interesting. And we will, of course, keep you posted on that, because that's one of the things that we do. And, of course, also in the corporate media news, CBS television station. And if you are one of George W. Bush's doctors, if you ever need a rectal smear, a rectal sample of Bush's, scrape the face of the king and queen pins of the CBS television network. who, even after the election, are still headquartered deep in the ass crack of George W. Numbnuts Bush, showing him at the Army-Navy game and talking like they're talking about an astronaut or something. It's like, this is his last Army-Navy game as a president. And showing him all the time, don't ask me why I consented to be in a room where that was on, but I did. It was odd circumstances. But CBS showed that they are determined to keep their headquarters deep in the ass crack of George W. Bush, and that they want to enter their headquarters face first. All right. Speaking of tapping and sex workers, since we were talking about Rush Limbaugh, and that's not meant to be disparaging in any way about sex workers. We like to point out the hypocrisy of moral crusaders and their scandals, which is always fun, great radio material, and it shows that people who are even willing to make public policy and dictates for millions are not only hypocrites, but also horn dogs like any functioning human. All right. Speaking of sex workers, December 17th was the National Day to End Violence Against Sex Workers. International Day to End Violence Against Sex Workers. And there were actions worldwide. The ones that we know about were on the West Coast, and we're probably getting a report from, I believe, Los Angeles. But one of the sex workers' advocacy groups is in touch with us and telling us about these events that are going on, and we will give details when we get them and certainly post them at ReverendBuckburn.com. Because these are the people who don't get the kinds of support that they deserve. They don't get support from the nonprofit world or the social justice movements, and certainly not even from their fellow women in the women's movement. Like, this is something that wouldn't be touched by now the National Organization for Women and other joke groups who, if it's not somebody who's into sleazeball politics that is identical to the boy politics and power trips and turf wars and safe, acceptable issues, they'll have nothing to do with it, give zero support. If anything, they'll give it the Bill Baer treatment. They'll attack it and vilify it. So, fuck them. We support these people, especially their efforts to end violence against sex workers. And we support their efforts to change the laws, to decriminalize, and to make, like Amsterdam, to make humane laws that protect all people and address health concerns and implement harm reduction practices. Oh, so fucking talked out. And there's so much. That's the problem with not doing a show all the time. All right. Amsterdam, we'll talk about that. There's Amsterdam news, but that will have to wait. There's news about the mother of Sarah Paulin's daughter's baby daddy's mother and other news, but that will all have to wait because I need to hear more tunes and get the second set done. Let's see, what is coming up? Well, of course, some holiday tunes. Oh, a treat. This was by request. When Reverend Bookburn interviewed God, so since the Lord couldn't be here as a live guest again, and hasn't for about 3 or 4 shows, we thought we'd revisit a classic. And what's a better night to do that than during the holiday show? So you will hear eventually Reverend Bookburn interviews God, but right now, let's play a song in honor of the two guys in the next room, Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist, two very unlively stoner heads. I say that with brotherly love. This is a track by Freedom of Expression entitled "I Got Stoned and I Missed It."
Twist myself a taste of something nice and smooth and mellow to while away the day. When my friend yells through the transom, find your coat and grab your hat, son. There's some fool down here on Main Street giving dollar bills away. But I laid around, I stayed around, I waited around and played around. And then I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned, better pass right by. I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned. Oh me, oh my.
Trash Stone Clinic that is an environmental hazard, while I laugh at women of color and women who have Medicaid or otherwise cannot afford to come into my facility. And when I'm not sticking my gold chains and hairy chest in their faces, I like to listen to songs like this next one of my favorites. It's called The Penis Song.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a little number I tossed off recently in the Caribbean. Doesn't it awfully nice to have a penis? Isn't it frightfully good to have a dong? It's swell to have a stiffy, it's divine to own a dick. From the tiniest little tadger to the world's biggest prick. So three chairs for your Willie or John Thomas. Hooray for your one-eyed trouser snake. Your piece of pork, your wife's best friend, your Percy or your cock. You can wrap it up in ribbons, you can slip it in your sock. But don't take it out in public or they will stick you in the dock. And you won't come back. Thank you very much.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's truly a real honorable experience to be here this evening. A very wonderful and warm and emotional moment for all of us. And I'd like to sing a song for all of you. It's Christmas in heaven. All the children sing. It's Christmas in heaven. Hark, hark, those church bells ring. It's Christmas in heaven. The snow falls from the sky. But it's nice and warm and everyone looks smart and wears a tie. It's Christmas in heaven. There's great film on TV. The sound of music twice an hour, and Jaws 1, 2, and 3.
There's gifts for all the family. There's toiletries and drinks.
Yes, so do all my home sets and the latest video games.
It's Christmas in heaven. Hip, 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 hooray.
Saint Nick, more rapid than eagles, his coursers they came. shouted and calls him by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Dunder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up the housetop, the coursers they flew, with sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked just like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, and then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney he rose. He sprang to a sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of the thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Where's this great deity who has no sense of timing or punctuality, as always? All right. Hello, God. Are you here to address the book burners? Thank you. Okay, well, you're God, so I guess it would be silly for me to tell you to sit down or talk into the microphone or whatever. But the book burners want to hear from you. And so do the charming humans who send the Reverend all of that Jesus spam and all that other kind of shit that comes in by email. And they want to hear from you. And all of the people who think that you don't permit them to hurry up, leave this earth, leave this life, and go to you. They think you don't want them to hurry that up or cause it to happen or cause it to happen immediately. Okay, here, take it.
I am the one true God, and I wish Marla, the late and great engineer, were here to help me make sounds to prove it. I am the one and only almighty, one way, one true path, one track, one narrow, straw-thin tube, tunnel vision, one and only way, truth, true, one and only deity, and great and powerful Oz figure, master of the universe, the fucking way, God, that there is. And it is my will that people give themselves exemption from the book that has been recycled from ancient Egyptian mythology and ancient Asian mythology, and rewritten and repackaged countless times, and
written even originally by deluded people who have no idea what they're saying or who they're plagiarizing from. I tell you right now, it is my will for you to come to me at the earliest possible minute. Commit a painless act that will bring you to me. Go peacefully, whether it's a handful of reds or something else that will let you drift into a deep sleep that does not end. It is my will that you come to me right now. Join my son. Get nailed even. But sit with us. Watch Mary's ass walk past you. Look at angels playing harps and fondling toys. Join us with endless oceans of chocolate. Listen to Pat Boone music and join in my holy Disneyland at the earliest possible minute. This is Gore, and I'm giving you special permission right now to join my boy and me. And bring yourselves to us immediately. It is my will.
Alright, thank you, God. Thank you very much. I just wanted to ask you if that end part was you talking in tongues. And if so, what exactly is your almighty tongue like? No, he's gone. I wanted him to answer the question.
But, all right.
All right. Goodbye, God. God is not going to tell us what his tongue is like. So we'll have nothing to go on except pure speculation and projection. All right.
Yeah.
just heard Fear doing Fuck Christmas. Sloppy Seconds did Hooray for Santa Claus, which was the theme song from the classic, incredible film Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. Before that, you heard the Dickies doing Silent Night. Before that, Reverend Bookburn interviews God, remixed and mastered by Pastor Rex Catt, co-producer and archivist extraordinaire. Henry Rollins did 'Twas the Night Before Christmas from Monty Python, Sit on My Face, Penis Song, not the Noel Coward song, and Christmas in Heaven, and started off with Freedom of Expression doing I Got Stoned and I Missed It. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight's theme is The Reverend's Annual Tree and Balls Special 2008. And we figured that with the saturation of consumerism teasing, advertising, overkill, and, of course, a season of saturation of the worst fucking music in history, even worse than porn music, that you need a show like the Holiday Special. So even in these weird for us times at Radio Volta and with all the equipment and all the shit I don't understand, we thought the book burners really need this, and we want to especially beg and plead to set us up so that we could broadcast tonight and make a kind of a counter-strike against your holiday blues and kind of help you get through this. We have a couple of losses and a birthday. First, the birthday. Happy birthday to Mike Watt. Mike Watt is a musician to this day. He is probably best known in the late 70s and throughout the 80s, or for the first half of the 80s, as being in a great LA band called the Minutemen with D. Boone, the late D. Boone. And it cannot even be described, except that I have gotten news that there's going to be a Minutemen documentary DVD coming, and I can't wait. And they have nothing to do with, nor did they in any way support, the racist asshole group called the Minutemen, that anti-immigration group, and a kind of like offshoot of the Klan called the Minutemen. They are total assholes. It's totally different, separate, and not supported by the band, the Minutemen, who were great. One band member was Mike Watt, who continued to make music and continues to do so to this day. And it was his birthday. Oh, am I fucking up? I don't know, but it was a couple of days ago. It was within the past week. So, a couple of days ago it was. So, happy birthday, Mike Watt. Fantastic person and fantastic musician. Losses. First, it might not sound like much, but to somebody like very, very close friend, occasional guest, and hardcore book burner, Hippie John, a cat and a person's friendship with a cat is something immeasurable, off the charts, seriously special, kind of like the Reverend with dogs. And he was not only, and still is, a long time friend of Kat's, co-resident with Kat's, and Kat sitter and Kat nurturer. But he had a special, like, he had a best Kat friend named Moogly. And Moogly has left this earth after an incident with a car, which really sucks, and is passed on. And we want to send love and support to the people who actually lived with Moogly, as well as Hippie John, who feels a serious sense of loss. So goodbye, Moogly, and love and support to Hippie John. Also lost is, another loss is the late Betty Page, who passed away since our last show, the Happy Spanksgiving show, on November 30th. And Betty was in her 80s after her heyday of pinup and even kink and bondage photography way before it became more normalized, when it was especially pioneering and controversial. After her heyday, went through a lot of ups and downs, a hell of a lot of downs, and a lot of rough periods and mental challenges. And I guess on the upside, she went peacefully and in her sleep. And I don't know much about very recent history, but hopefully she found peace and lived the last stage of her life in a manner that was pleasing to her. Farewell to Betty Page. And if you go to, not the posting of today, but last week's posting at ReverendBookburn.com, there's a couple of tribute links. One is official, and one is from YouTube, and one is, I forget where it's from, but possibly YouTube, that's like a bubble bath video. And another one was just a tribute video somebody made. So, farewell, Betty Page. Let's see. Way too much shit on this paper. It's like three shows worth. Well, we should talk about the Sarah Palin thing. Sarah Palin's daughter's baby daddy, if you're following that, the guy who knocked up the daughter of Sarah Palin, a victim of Sarah Palin's abstinence-only education, to misuse the word education, Palin's daughter's baby daddy's mother was recently arrested, and I don't know the details yet, but it's it was a drug-related bust. So, what are we learning from Sarah Palin? One, example number 20 trillion about the absolute failure and nonsense of abstinence-only education. And two, the utter failure of the war on drugs. Rather than have sensible and sane policies like they have in Holland, specifically Amsterdam, where it's like outlaw the hard drugs but make rehabilitation more of what it isn't here, available and affordable, no waiting lists. You know, tell a junkie there's a waiting list. Get me started. The utter, total, laughable, embarrassing to our species and our planet, utterly retarded war on drugs. So we are getting more in-your-face reminders of the failure of abstinence-only education and the war on drugs from the life of Sarah Palin, who then has the balls, the eggs, and the balls to walk over to fellow war on drugs warlord Joe Biden to say, as long as you stay tough on drugs and the asinine laws they are in, don't worry, he is that. That's what we're afraid of. But Sarah Palin, you just might keep us entertained. I already saw an inbred hillbilly pickup truck with a sticker that said Palin 2012. I'm not making that up. It wasn't the inbred hillbilly couple who was on the show around election time. This was a genuine USA East Coast inbred hillbilly with a big, giant, oversized eyesore mega monster truck with a sticker that said Palin 2012. And I wasn't hallucinating. I know I've seen Santa Claus before and heard him and heard his voice, but I did not just see this. Speaking of Amsterdam and sensible policies, if one is going to listen to the corporate media, and that's very ill-advised in pretty much every case, but if one is going to listen to the corporate media, you might be in a semi-panic about the coffee houses in Amsterdam, because even if you don't go there, it's kind of good to know that there is one place in the world, actually there's a couple, but one especially well-known place that actually puts into practice being a democracy, being a freedom-oriented society, being a liberty and justice-oriented society, and having sensible drug policies and policies regarding anything that's called vice, and humane policies and policies that aren't just absolutely insane. And they save the jails and prisons for, are you sitting down, real fucking criminals. They don't discharge Joe Psycho carjacker to make room for little local pot smoking deadhead who harms nobody. Anyway, it was looking like, or it was sounding in the corporate media like it was curtain call for the coffee houses, and that's widely exaggerated. There's three parties that are in the coalition government in Holland: the Social Democrats and two Christian parties. One a fundamentalist Christian party and the other not fundamentalist, but also a Christian party. Both Christian parties are total fucking assholes. You know, they want to end the decriminalization of consensual adult sexual acts. They want to end the coffee houses. They want to, you know, go back to the failed policies of prohibition and the creation of black markets and organized crime and gangs and all of that kind of retarded shit. But both of the parties of Christian assholes are seriously outnumbered by, and this is as good as a political party is going to get on this planet, by Holland's Social Democrats Party, who are in favor of sense and justice and being practical, and even calling their approach to policy pragmatic tolerance. So they are still pretty much the dominant force, and that is good news. And the coffee houses, though fewer in number than, say, the mid-90s, they are, for now, here to stay. What else is going on? And then I was going to do movie and video reviews, but that'll be last if there's time. I just looked at the time, and there's a whole third set of tunes that need to be played. The website of the Obama administration is pretty open-ended for people to become a part of it and to speak their minds. Thanks to Mr. Z and his wife, a lot of us in the immediate circle of the Reverend is in have been going on there and actually registering because we wanted to vote on Mr. Z's article and further publicize and hopefully popularize it about marijuana and taxation. And Mr. Z, for those who haven't heard the show in the last several months, is a federal prisoner on marijuana charges. He's also a long-term friend of ours and book burner and arguably one of the best of our species. And so it especially sickens us that he is doing time while so many assholes are not only free but running the world. But that's another discussion. But Mr. Z continues to contribute to the show, and he continues to contribute great articles and writings and thought. And so his article that was kind of aimed at Obama as a solution-oriented approach to marijuana laws was called Taxation and Marijuana Laws. And Zvi Baranoff is his actual name, known here as Mr. Z. So we have been participating at change.org, and it's not a bad idea to do that because you figure the bigger that thing becomes, the more assholes it will also attract, and there's already assholes there, predictably. So it's good to kind of turn that around, you know, or have responses to that. You know, so that if there's too many passive people for whatever the issue is that's being discussed, then hopefully a book burner will rebut the victim of Rush Limbaugh broadcasts or Bill O'Reilly or Ann Coulter rantings or Michael Savage or any of these dipshits, and somebody who just kind of parrots the words of an idiot. Okay, that's at change.org. What else is happening? Yeah, okay, we'll talk about films. We're going to review this film when it gets to us. Speaking of the American Christian Taliban and fundamentalist nutcases, the story of what happened to a video store that refused to ban The Last Temptation of Christ and whatever else offends, you know, the Christian jihad of America. The story of what they went through, and it's mind-blowing, even if you know a lot of stories like this, it's still mind-blowing, is the center of a film that is, we'll have received it and we'll be able to review it by the anniversary show in mid-January. It's called Heart of the Beholder. And that, too, is at the posting of today at ReverendBookburn.com, Heart of the Beholder. So that is actually a forthcoming review. We saw Slacker Uprising, the most recent Michael Moore film, recommended. The most recently released DVD from the band DOA, although it's ancient stuff, it's mostly focused on their earliest years, spanning 1978 to 1981. DOA, Smash the State DVD, highly recommended. The Fugazi DVD for the band Fugazi, a DVD entitled Instrument, classic. If you don't like the first 20 minutes of it, you won't like it. It goes on for about 2 hours. If you like Fugazi, or if you like just watching this DVD, then you'll know in 20 minutes if you're going to like it or not. Chances are you'll really like it if you're a book burner and you watch the first part of it and say this is pretty good. And I'm not kidding. This was fun to watch. Even after watching a whole lot of punk, there's a lot of soft music on it, but this kind of rock star and comedian in Hollywood all-star cast for a benefit for PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. It's a DVD, but it was actually an event from around the turn of the century, their Millennium Show, and a benefit actually emceed by Paul McCartney. Also included the B-52s, Chrissy Hynde, R.E.M. Not R.E.M., that was Slacker Uprising. Chrissy Hynde, Sarah McLachlan, and B-52s. And it was actually good. And between music was a lot of good footage and a hilarious comedy segment that was sort of like the old TV show Laugh-In. And it's good. It's recommended. You know, somebody might say, ew, but it's a good DVD and it's a great cause. And it was very well made. All right. Seriously talked out. There's other shit, but that has to wait. Let's play another set of tunes in the holiday spirit. You may have noticed that almost every song fit the holiday theme in its own kind of way, just providing alternatives to the kind of shit that's in the elevators and virtually everywhere you go. This next tune is by The Damned and is entitled There Ain't No Sanity Clause.
probably get sweaters, underwear, and socks. But what you'd really like for Christmas is a nice hard cock. You deserve a cute boy who's horny and queer to make the most out of Christmas cheer. I wanna be your Christmas present. I wanna be a Christmas queer. I wanna be a Christmas present. Have a homo Christmas this year. Don't be miserable like Morrissey. Let me do you underneath the Christmas tree. We'll push the packages out of on the floor, we'll play. I wanna be a Christmas present. I wanna be a Christmas queer. I wanna be a Christmas present. Have a homo Christmas this year. Your family won't give you encouragement. Sexual nourishment, licking nipples, licking nuts, putting candy canes up each other's butts. I wanna be a Christmas present. I wanna be a Christmas queer. I wanna be a Christmas present. Have a homo Christmas. I wanna be a Christmas present. I wanna be a Christmas queer. I wanna be a Christmas present. Have a homo Christmas this year.
Fuck the time zone, and the competition. Fuck Rudy and Senna.
Are we on, baby?
George W. Bush, and I approve this message. Like my friends in Fox, CNN, and CBS point out, this is going to be my last Christmas as president who came to power by a coup and election fraud and stolen elections twice. Nonetheless, it is a part of my duty as president by coup to do the official White House Christmas and New Year's celebrations. That's why my daughters and I get shit-faced drunk, and that's why I attempt to get it up to Barbara. Well, not Barbara, she's my mom. Well, sometimes I do. But I mean Laura, my wife. And so, on behalf of the Bush family, I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas.
We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Laura Hoare saying I hope you all have a fine Thanksgiving and that your bird is stuffed well. Did you notice, even though my dear President Bush threw Rummy off the ship, that he told him, "Don't float away too far, Rummy. I still have a Presidential Medal of Freedom to pin on you." Yes, sir, I'm starting to get suspicious about every time he opens his mouth and says, "You're doing a fine job," that it's like the mafia kiss of death. Not long after he utters those words, baby, you're gone. So let's get back to the fun stuff. Tomcat getting married in Italy. That's important news, isn't it? But besides that, let's just remember, if Jeffrey Dahmer had been a Republican, I'd have had to tell him to stop having dinner with young boys. We lost everything. Get to all this.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. Now, we've had some that we had to just print online, but we have new ones, so we'll just focus on them. And we have a runner-up. Runner-up to Asshole of the Week. Sunday, December 21st, 2008, at RadioVolta.org, ReverendBookburn.com, and RadioForAll.net. The runner-up to Asshole of the Week is not an individual, but an entity called St. Mary of the Lakes Catholic Church in Medford, New Jersey. St. Mary of the Lakes is running an event called Catholics Returning Home for transitioning all of the people who left the church due to it being either in the Dark Ages, stuck in Taliban head, associated with anti-abortion terrorists and other Al-Qaeda types, or the ultimate child sexual abuse scandal in history, or all of the above. But talk about leading people to bad influences. They want you to return home in their Catholics Returning Home series. St. Mary of the Lakes Catholic Church in Medford, New Jersey, runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that means that we need a very special recipient to be even more deserving than the runner-ups. Someone very special. And there is somebody special enough to out-deserve the runner-up. And that person is...
Flag is but a symbol.
Hey.
The ruling came under...
Now we have to have fart sounds.
Where members of the House of Representatives gathered...
Let's go back to the fart sounds. Thank you. First Cheech from Cheech and Chong.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
That's better. And now, for the recipient of Asshole of the Week for this holiday show, a very special deserving recipient is Frank Giordana. Frank Giordana is the president of the school board in Vineland, New Jersey. Along with a lot of assholes who are parents of students in the Vineland school system, others who are assholes on the school board and in the Vineland, New Jersey Board of Education, our special asshole, the school board president, led the lynch mob witch trial cloakroom judgment sitters and judgment passers of a woman who works for the school system named Louisa Tuck. Louisa Tuck is possibly better known for her former pseudonym, Crystal Guns, when she was making porn films. But now she is Louisa Tuck, did the going back to school and working for a school kind of trip. And these people, probably as big immoral hypocrites as the religious right wing and the people in politics, who were all on the DC Adams guest book list, pressured her and harassed her until she resigned from her job. After a wave of harassment led by school board president Frank Giordana. Frank Giordana, you are Asshole of the Week. Alright, now we've heard enough of the fart sounds. Most definitely. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.org doing Dr. Laura Whore, and that was an alternate version from 2006. Stiff Little Fingers did White Christmas. The Frogs did Here Comes Santa's Pussy. The Humpers did Run, Run, Rudolph. Jesus Fucking Christ did A Living Hell. And that was with, that was from a free CD that came from the latest issue of Profane Existence, which is an anarchist punk magazine, which those of you in the Philadelphia area can pick up at Wood and Shoe Books and Records on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard. Profane Existence is still hot and happening, and the CD that comes with the magazine is just fantastic. Before Jesus Fucking Christ, you heard Pansy Division doing Homo Christmas, and started off with The Damned doing There Ain't No Sanity Clause. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been the Reverend's annual Tree and Balls Special 2008, in which we celebrate ho-ho-hos and putting the XXX in Xmas. I believe that we covered almost everything. Yeah, the rest of the shit is going to have to wait. And the Bush shoe tossing tips will either wait for a future show or when we start the animation projects. And we expect the next show to be in mid-January, hopefully not late January or later. And it'll be a celebration of our 8th anniversary, having begun The Reverend Is In January 2001. After the anniversary show, we will begin a series, not a show, but a series of shows entitled The Trial of George W. Bush. Write to me, Rev. Bookburn, at sjcdc.org. Always updated postings and information and all of the playlists, lots of links and goodies at reverendbookburn.com. The YouTube channel, youtube.com/revbookburn. And there's some new goodies there. On MySpace, myspace.com/reverendbookburn. We are going to play one more closing tune and then get out of here. So we will see you mid to late January, and we will post it at reverendbookburn.com, the specific date. We expect this show, if it recorded well, to be at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net, in about a week. Thanks to the endless assistance work and appreciated priceless assistance from Pastor Rex Cat. We are going to play a track. We thought, what would be the best song to play for the last song that we play this year and the last song of the holiday show? And we thought, you know what? This has been a good year and a good month and a good time period for Parasites. From the Parasites in corporate America, who are receiving the Socialism for the Rich programs called bailouts, receiving corporate welfare, to the parasites who suck from their communities in the name of being church leaders and community leaders, to the parasites who live on disinformation and hate show hostings like the Rush Limbaughs and the Michael Savages and all these kinds of people, to the parasites who just attach themselves to other people, from Pastor Whoremaster's ex to the parasite attached, who was the attacher in the Hillbilly Inbred couple that we had on the show in and around Election Day. So I thought, yeah, that's a pretty constant thread, the whole parasite thing. So I thought, what better song to end the year than by, it's a very beautiful song. It's by Toxic Narcotic, and it's from their collection CD that spans 1989 to 1999. This is Toxic Narcotic doing Parasite. Good night. Life.
Thank you. You're very nice. Here, you know, it was really nice. I was walking down Yonge Street today, and all the Christmas lights were hanging across the streets, and the shoppers were bustling home with their Christmas parcels gaily wrapped. The little children were pressed up against the shop windows, looking at all the gifts and dreaming of sugar plums dancing in their head. It was really neat.
It's not even summer yet.
There's only 8 months left for Christmas shopping. Come on, get on, get it on, get it on.
This is Blair's clever way of introducing the next song.
By golly, you're right, Gary. The 9 days of Christmas, D-A-Z-E. On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a dime bag of Panama Red.
You're luckier than most. There's a drought in this town right now.
Ooh, dry. Or a dime bag of Yucatan Blue.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 2 hits of acid and a dime bag of Panama Red.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 3 snorts of coke, 2 hits of acid and a dime bag of Panama Red.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 4 pink pills,
3 snorts of coke, 2 hits of acid, and a dime bag of Panama Red. My favorite coming up, Gary.
Yes. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 5 pounds of ham.
Sure beat socks and ties, don't they?
4 pinkers,
3 stars, go through it, and the best, and the dime, like a Panama, man. Hey, somebody put strychnine in the acid, man. You know, it's weird, man, because when you start peeking up on strychnine, man, you don't level out, man. You just keep peeking and peeking and peeking it. And then you see God, man. That's weird. That's weird, man. Man, I read in the papers that there was this big cloud of acid down in Chicago, man. And I got my ass down there as fast as I could, man. And I ran right into the thick of it, man, and people were crying, and I thought everybody was happy, man, because it was the acid. But it was just that poison shit, man. And it freaked my head out, man. And I went out and I got my tiger bomb. And I found myself a big cop in Chicago. And I walked up and I later hit a tiger bomb on his forehead, man. Yeah, man, what'd he do, man? He need me in the balls, man. I fell on the ground, man. And I looked up at him and I said, "You're not Serpico, man. You're not going to pull that shit with me," I said, "man. If you love something, let it go, man. If it comes back to you, it's yours, man. If it doesn't come back to you, it never was, man. Blows my mind."
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 6 joints of smoking, 5 pounds of hash.
Lebanese red.
4 pinkers, 3 stars, go 2 hits of hash, and a dime bag of Panama Red.
Yes, I flew around, man. You're right. There's that speed, you're right. Those pink things, those pink pills. Get all the jaggedy edges there, man. On the seventh day, nobody spoke.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 8 healthy roaches, nobody speaking. 6 joints of smoking, 5 pounds of hash. 4 pinkers, 3 stars, go 2 hits of hash, and a dime bag of Panama Red.
On the ninth day, everyone OD'd, and they were all rushed to the Sudbury General Hospital. And there was a little mix-up in the gas lines, and they were given 9 whiffs of nitrous. Boy, it was no laughing matter. You can't buy a hit like that in the street. Take it, I don't want it. Take it.
That's what you get for getting your fingernails ripped off or things like that. You plank it right on your... Actually, what they give you when you OD and they wheel you in, first of all, they strap you down, right? And you're laying on the stretcher and you're yelling out number word combinations, thinking that's the thing that's going to get you out of this nightmare.
4! Yes! 17!
2!
Bingo!
Pants!
No, that doesn't work. No, wrong place.
Something, anything. So what they do is they give you Valium to cool you out, right?
Prince Valium to slay all those dragons in your acid-soaked brain. Boy, you'll level right out. Right? I'm a bucket, man. Take me home in a bucket.
Actually, what it does is they give you too much of that stuff all the time, like you OD on Valium, and then they say, "All right, he's had enough Valium, let's let him talk to the cops now," you know. And they reel you out there, and you say, "Hey, man, you got a joint?" to the cop, you know. Bad.
Confusion.
Bad. So it's Valium.
Okay, Gary.
So it's...
9 tabs of Valium. You want to do it again?
Yeah.
The big ending?
I sort of like the feel of the Valium. Yeah.
Hey, man, it's a big deal, you know. It's all slow-mo now, you know. Slow-mo.
9 tabs of Valium. 8 healthy roaches. Nobody speaking. 6 joints of smoking. 5 pounds of hash. 4 pictures, 3 stars, go 2 hits of acid.
Wait for the hit.
And a dime bag of...